Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's a little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. We're celebrating our 15th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for hanging in here with me all these years. Please check out our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Wally Bach, who's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the first 5-6 weeks of our being on the show. Wally was with me in 1997. Wally is an author, and he helps other people get their books done. And what is it? Writing a book with Wally, is that right? Writing a book with
writing Wally.com.
I love that. I love that URL. Writing a book. Folks, we're talking totally intuitive here, right? Writing a book with Wally.com. So check it out, folks. He'll help you with your book. And as you've done now with, I know, a bunch of folks, Wally, and congratulations on that. When we went to the break, I was saying, we were talking about how publishing has changed in the last 15 years. And we went through a few of those things. And the last thing I said, Wally, was that the only way to not be a vanity press author, meaning you wrote a book, you published 100 or 1,000 or whatever, and you get to be around all those books. The only way to convert from vanity press to being a real published author is a plan to get those books and people in someone else's hands, to sell them in some way.
I don't know necessarily that selling is right. I think sometimes a book as a business growth tool that you give away is fine, but you need to know that. You need to know what you're going to do.
Well, when I say sell, though,
what it's going to cost.
Let me rephrase that. Monetize the book for your business in some way. If you can give it away and that'll help you get more customers, then you've monetized your book. If you can give it away and help you get more speaking gigs, you've monetized your book. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for most of the clients that I work with, Jim, what happens is they break even plus a little bit on the actual book.
Yeah.
But it drives other revenue streams. It lets them increase fees.
That's
it,
right.
It brings in different customers.
And that's the monetizing part. It doesn't have to come in. And see, this is how I've been successful in a lot of ways with my books, is I don't think of a book as something that has to be sold at a bookstore. I don't think of a book as something that has to be sold one at a time, pulled off of a shelf. But yet... Every book that's gone out that I didn't give to somebody has had some business transaction associated with it.
And I just need to say something. One of the things that I tell clients is a quote that I got from one of your first books about selling them in bunches like bananas. I don't remember which book that was, but
the first one.
It's one of yours.
Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas, my first one. Still available, by the way, folks.
Still available. And you don't get it in a bookstore, you can get it from Jim. But the idea, one of the people I wrote a book with a couple of years ago, Rod Santomassimo, who's in commercial real estate, Rod's got a nice mix. He sells individual stuff through Amazon and off the site, but mostly he sells bunches of books to the firms in his field that want to learn how to do stuff the right way.
Exactly.
And to look at it. So...
I've gone to press many times in the last 10 years with both of my books. I've never gone to press without the entire press run being covered with pre-sales. The cost of the press run being covered with pre-sales.
Now, you should tell the folks how you do that.
I remember the first time when I started getting bids on books, what it was going to cost to print the book, I saw that I need to print at least 5,000. And then they told me what the discount would be on 7,500, and I liked that even better. And so I just said, okay, that means I got to go sell 7,500 books. Or at least not, I didn't have to sell 7,500. I had to sell enough to cover the cost of printing 7,500, which is what I did. I went out and sold that many. Before, we printed a mock-up. We printed sort of a pre-book, so to speak. And I used that, and I went out and sold them.
Yep. And you can, the neat thing is you can sell them now. One of the cool things that happens to me is that every morning I get up and there's book sales that I've got money in my account that mm-hmm. I didn't have the day before.
Right.
And that's that combination of the whole internet web and the selling side of this.
Yep.
And how you can produce
it. It's one of the ways to make money while you sleep. Is to make your book, especially the something we have not talked about much this time, but we have in the past, and this is the emergence of the ebook. I mean, you don't even have to print an ebook. You ought to don't get Dan Pointer started on ebooks. I mean, he's an animal when it comes. He says, "Let's quit cutting down trees. Let's just go with ebooks."
Well, for business books. Many people are starting to shift that way. If you start to talk to people who are younger than you and me,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot of people.
Almost everyone, yeah.
Almost everyone. You start to talk to those people, there's an awful lot of them that I know that do not pick up a physical book for a
business. That, and more, that's going to be the case. Right now, you do need to have an electronic book along with your hardback or your printed book, but the ratio of numbers of those that you're going to sell is shifting from from the hardback to the electronic, no question. Wally, thank you for this trip down memory lane. How publishing has changed over the bottom line is it's less structured out of New York publishing and more structured around the author, I think. What writing a book with Wally.com. Check that out, folks. Wally Bach will help you. Thanks, Wally. See you next time.
Okay, Jim.
Quick break, stay with me, I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.